If you plan to do some online Christmas shopping on Amazon, you can help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. Just go to smile.amazon.com, sign into your Amazon account, enter Lutheran Public Radio into the charitable organization search field, and click Select. A percentage of your purchase will be donated to Issues Etc. Smile.amazon.com and choose Lutheran Public Radio. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Friday afternoon. Well, as often as we can on Friday afternoon, we'd like to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. During the course of the week, we're listening to our guests during the various conversations we have with them. And every once in a while, we hear something and we flag it. We say that is soundbite material. Then we go through it and we pick from all of that. And there's often a lot to choose from. We pick from all of that four soundbites for you to rehear again. And for you to decide which should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We've got our four lined up this Friday afternoon. We're ready to play them for you. And so you need to be ready both to listen, then to vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, by sending us an email right here in the studio. We get it in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org or a tweet at issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Hans Feeney. We were talking with him recently about BuzzFeed's, attack on Chip and Joanna Gaines. They're some HGTV home improvement stars over the issue of homosexuality. Here's his answer as to why BuzzFeed went after them.
Kind of the mindset of people at BuzzFeed is sort of, well, we get to put you in the bigot ghetto, and you have to stay there. We put you, if you're a Christian and you're going to oppose same-sex marriage, we're going to put you in Bigotville, and you have to stay there. And if we catch you outside in likable land, then we're going to be very angry about this and punish you for kind of coming into our territory. And that certainly, I think, is probably the mindset of a lot of people here, is that if you're a public figure, then the tax for getting out of Bigotville is that you have to disavow, you know, any religious objections to same-sex marriage or things of that nature. And but I think probably what people are coming to discover is it doesn't take long. All you really need is you just need a couple people to not back down with this stuff and to realize that that as angry as people may be at you, it just takes a couple of days, and then the mob will move on to someone else. You know, so they can be mad at you for supporting what the Bible teaches about marriage, and then somebody will shoot a gorilla, and they'll all forget about it a couple of days later.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Hans Feeney, why BuzzFeed went after Chip and Joanna Gaines. If you'd like to vote for that one, I wouldn't blame you, but give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you're emailing, tweeting, or voting at our Facebook fan page, we'd like to know who you are, where you're listening, which one you're voting for, and why. That's all important information. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Christy Hamrick. We were talking about the specter of back alley abortions after Roe v. Wade is often raised, but where are the back alley abortions being performed today?
The back alley of abortions operating today inside so-called legal abortion clinics. They can be dirty. They can spread infection. Women can get STDs and all kinds of issues added to their problems. They could become infertile. They can have problems later with premature delivery. They can be exposed to people with no skills. The back alley of abortion is what operates today, and we need to protect women from this. There are two victims of abortion. One, the woman who has really been sold a bill of goods and is not safe inside a clinic, and two, of course, the unborn baby, who we are also motivated to protect.
That's soundbite number two, Christy Hamrick. Where are the back alley abortions today? 1-877-623-6943, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Vote via email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Douglas Axe. He's a microbiologist. We were talking with him about Darwinian evolution. Here's his answer to the question, what makes evolution bad science today?
I don't think Darwin's hypothesis is bad. It's perfectly healthy for hypotheses to put forward that turn out to be completely false if they're honestly tested and everyone's being honest about what the data says. What I think makes evolutionary theory bad science today is we're not allowing an honest testing of it. The testing is happening, and the people who are saying it doesn't work are being excluded from the dialogue. So I don't think there's anything wrong with proposing a theory or even proposing that there might be a way that life can be explained by accident. But to do science well with integrity, you have to be willing for that to be refuted, and it is being refuted, and the academy, the scientific establishment, is refusing to accept that.
That's soundbite number three, Douglas Axe, what makes evolution bad science today? That's our third soundbite, and if you'd like to vote for it, you can just send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Your turn to vote is coming up right after we play this fourth and final soundbite. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, answering the question, is the historic liturgy for children?
Yeah, I mean, I think the liturgy really is children's church. You know, it's especially true when you see people who've lost their memory, who've lost their sight, who don't know how to read. Children who don't know how to read, they can all participate in the liturgy because it's, again, the songs that are there and the words that are there are given to us over and over, and it puts it into the mind. So because it's not new, contemporary, it's changing all the time. It's not that because it stays the same. It makes it very accessible for the children. And the children are always singing the parts of the liturgy much, much louder than they are singing the hymns because they're that familiar to them. And I think that when we try to constantly change the service, we are taking away something really wonderful from the kids. It's a big concern of mine, as I know it is a lot of pastors, that we have whole generations growing up that have never been in the liturgy. And that means that they simply don't know these great hymns and songs and Bible passages that the church has given to us as an inheritance. And that is not good. It's not a good spiritual situation. It's going to make it even that much more difficult when the devil comes along to tempt them to know what they can go back on. So when the scriptures tell us to treasure the Lord's word in our heart, when we go to the liturgy, we're doing that. We're treasuring the Lord's word. We're inscribing it in our hearts. And that has the promise that the Lord gives that it will never return void, that it'll always bear fruit.
That's soundbite number four. Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, is the liturgy for children? Now it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And this break is a great time to give us a call. 1-877-623-6943. Vote for one of these four soundbites. Pastor Hans Feeney, why BuzzFeed went after Chip and Joanna Gaines. Soundbite number two, Christy Hamrick, where are the back alley abortions today? Soundbite number three, Douglas Axe, what makes evolution bad science? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, is the liturgy for children. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week after the break.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Please help us finish in the black financially for the ninth consecutive year by making a year-end tax-deductible gift. With 3 weeks left, we're $54,000 short of expenses. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of Issues Etc. at the end of 2016.
Metro East Lutheran High School of Edwardsville, Illinois presents Journey to the Manger, an interactive Christmas experience.
Bring your family and friends to experience a wonderful reenactment of the Christmas story.
There will be live music and a cookie sale.
Journey to the Manger is from 5 to 8 p.m. on December 23rd. Allow yourself at least 30 minutes to make your way through the entire Christmas story.
Free will donations of $25 or more will receive a free handcrafted gift.
Come to Journey to the Manger for an evening of fun, fellowship,
and the celebration of the true reason for the season.
For any questions, call 618-656-0043. Merry Christmas!
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you have a student finishing up 8th grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, December the 16th. We are giving away the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Hans Feeney, why BuzzFeed went after Chip and Joanna Gaines? Soundbite number two, Christy Hamrick, where are the back alley abortions today? Soundbite number three, Douglas Axe, what makes evolution bad science? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, is the liturgy for children? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet with your vote @issuesetc. Or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to Indiana, where Seth is waiting on the line. Seth, welcome.
Hi, this is Scott.
I'm sorry, Scott.
Yeah. My vote's for number four, Brian Wolfmiller. It's such a joy to listen to my four-year-old granddaughter be able to say the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and sing some of the liturgy. And as a retired Lutheran teacher, I got increasingly frustrated, especially at this time of the year with our Christmas program. We would always do these cutesy little musicals with songs that the kids would spend all sorts of time learning and only sing once and then it was gone instead of learning the hymns. Brian Wolfmiller just hit it right on the head, and I could go on and on about it, but Brian's got my vote.
Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Indiana. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. So we've got one vote for soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, is the liturgy for children. Which of the others are you going to be voting for? Here's a tweet from Bryant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He's voting for soundbite number four, too. He says, I have three young kids, and I can see my four-year-old starting to recognize parts of the liturgy. I agree with Pastor Wolfmiller. Thank you very much, Bryant, and thanks for listening in South Dakota, where it must be freezing. This tweet comes from Carrie. She's voting for soundbite number four, too. The liturgy teaches the faith to current and future generations. Very well put. Smartest listeners in radio. What about the rest of you? 1-877 623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And our Twitter address, at issuesetc. Melody listens in Charlottesville, Virginia. Voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, is the liturgy for children. Melody says, we are told to hide God's word in our hearts so we might not sin against him. What better way to do so and to love our neighbors, but to teach it through the beautiful liturgy? Thank you so much for Pastor Wolf Miller and for clearly sharing. Melody, thank you for listening in Virginia. Gary listens in Springfield, Illinois. He's also voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, because he puts the ism in Lutheranism. That might be an inside joke with good old Brian Wolf Miller. Gary, thank you very much for listening. Let's see. Philip is voting for soundbite number 3, Douglas Axe. He says he summarizes the evolution is bad science argument well. The fact that it has to be redefined constantly by so-called experts demonstrates how weak evolutionary theory actually is. Philip, thank you very much for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Still time for your vote, 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE. Kathleen is on the phone. Kathleen, thanks for waiting.
I'm voting for number 4. The historic liturgy is crucial for passing on our faith.
Kathleen, thank you very much. That's another vote for Pastor Brian Wolf Miller. Is the liturgy for children? The answer, of course, is yes. Cheryl's also on the line listening in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I, too, am going to vote for number 4, Pastor Wolf Miller. It reminded me of a quote from Luther's preface for his small catechism where he says, the Holy Spirit is present in such reading, repetition, and meditation. And that is so true. That's what happens with the liturgy. It keeps repeating. You keep hearing it over and over, and that's how children learn.
That's a very good insight. Cheryl, thank you very much. Travis of Greeley, Colorado says, I vote for soundbite number 4. This is really profound, and I've treasured the liturgy even more as I've learned this value of repetition. Lord grant I forget my name before his great mercy. Travis, thank you very much as well. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week by something of a landslide. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, is the liturgy for children.
Yeah, I mean, I think the liturgy really is children's church. You know, it's especially true when you see people who've lost their memory, who've lost their sight, who don't know how to read. Children who don't know how to read, they can all participate in the liturgy because it's, again, this that the songs that are there and the words that are there are given to us over and over. It puts it into the mind so you don't. So because it's not new, contemporary, it's changing all the time. It's not that because it stays the same. It makes it very accessible for the children. And the children are always singing the parts of the liturgy much, much louder than they are singing the hymns because they're that familiar to them. And I think that when we try to constantly change the service, we are taking away something really wonderful from the kids. It's a big concern of mine, as I know it is a lot of pastors, that we have whole generations growing up that have never been in the liturgy. And that means that they simply don't know these great hymns and songs and Bible passages that the church has given to us as an inheritance. And that is not good. It's not a good spiritual situation. It's going to make it even that much more difficult when the devil comes along to tempt them to know what they can go back on. So when the scriptures tell us to treasure the Lord's word in our heart, when we go to the liturgy, we're doing that. We're treasuring the Lord's word. We're inscribing it in our hearts. And that has the promise that the Lord gives that it will never return void, that it will always bear fruit.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, is the liturgy for children. Yes, indeed, it is. It's for children of all ages. The LPR bundle package goes to Scott in Indiana. Scott, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, there are 15 days left in 2016, and we're currently about $50,000 short of expenses. Please make a year-end tax-deductible contribution to continue and to expand the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. As always, thanks for listening and thanks for thinking of Issues Etc. at the end of the year. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Ted Giese review the movie Rogue One. We'll continue our series, Our Social Progressives Anti-Science, talking with Dr. Kevin Voss about genetic editing. And then we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.